Welcome back to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast where we dig into the practice and concepts of self-love. I'm your host, Lily, and this is day 31. Self-love doesn't sprint. Friends, have you ever heard the phrase, and I know you have, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon? Well, self-love is not a sprint. When you're practicing self-love, you're definitely playing the long game. We're not in a hurry. It's not a rush. And it can't be just another task on our to-do list. It can't be something that we just have to get through and check off. What happens in our society is that more is more when it comes to doing things. We go to work, we go to the gym, we go to the farmer's market, we take our kids to all their classes or their camps or their practices. We offer to help out other people. We have perfect yards, perfect houses, perfect cars. Do it as fast as you can. Make sure you're always doing stuff. And what this ends up bringing is not trophies. It ends up bringing overwhelm. And overwhelm is really the best word I could think of for today's self-love challenge, because we're thinking of it in relation to this idea of a to-do list. And to-do lists often cause overwhelm. Because when you actually put down onto paper everything that you are expected to do, including the things you expect yourself to do, that's a long to-do list. So where are you going to put self-love on that list? Right? If your to-do list is based on sort of what the world expects of you, and it's the type of to-do list that's leading to overwhelm, you're probably not going to include practice self-love. And even if you do, it's probably going to fall to the bottom of the list over time. When I was publishing the magazine, one of our early issues was about embracing the blend. And we were really reframing this idea of work-life balance, which is a myth. Because there is no balance. Everything is all swirled up. And that's why I like the word blend. But we had a woman write an article about her never-ending to-do list. And really radically reframing and challenging, you know, the idea of a single sheet of paper in which you check off what you need to do and then throw that away and start a new one. And in some ways, I still practice this never-ending to-do list. And I think a lot of our daily calendars in modern times align with this practice in which, you know, one week you have a certain goals and then the next week you review how many of those goals did I get done and let's carry the ones forward that I didn't get done. And I think this is a pretty cool practice. There's freedom in it and there's room for stuff to come up that you didn't expect to have to do that week. And there's room for mood and energy level. So I'm a fan. I'm still a fan of the never ending to-do list. But the thing about some tasks like brushing your teeth and eating food and sleeping and valuing the people around you. Now it depends on how intense you get on your to-do list. Sometimes at the beginning of the month, I might have a more holistic view of what I want to accomplish that month. Maybe I do want to focus on intimacy with someone in my household, or maybe I want to elevate my well-being. But in general, on our daily to-do list, we're not writing these things that we do every day, right? So in that way, self-love, practicing self-love, does not belong on the never-ending to-do list. It's not something that we can wait and see if our mood aligns or if there's time left over in the day. It's not something we can carry over to the next week because we forgot to do it. We have to do it every day. And in order for this not to be overwhelming, because remember, overwhelm does not lead to self-love. Overwhelm challenges our ability to love ourselves because we're overwhelmed, so we don't want to add anything else to our plate. So in order to practice daily but not have it end up in overwhelm, the strategy is something I learned from a teacher and mentor and guide, Mama J Love. And she talks about bite-sized and deliberate action. So those two things in particular, I learned from a course I took with her. And it is totally works with the practice of self-love. Bite-sized and deliberate action is something you can do every single day without becoming overwhelmed. Okay. So, yes, maybe at the beginning of the month or the beginning of the week, I want to elevate my self-love practice. That's an intention. But how am I going to go about it? What's the action? Remember, practice contains the word act. So break it down. Everyone has different strategies for breaking it down, and you can use your own. But break it down into bite-sized actions that you can actually accomplish from day to day. That's partly what the week about self-love habits was, to help you know how to practice self-love and have the right things in place to practice self-love. It doesn't have to be, you know, these big grand things. Sometimes practicing self-love throughout the day is, you know, as simple as a few deep breaths. Sometimes it's focusing on your self-talk and making sure it's uplifting. Sometimes it's doing some of these other tasks on our to-do list and actually accomplishing them because they're important to us. So whatever the self-love action is, that's what you could write on the to-do list, but it's not on the never-ending to-do list. It's not something we carry over. Okay. I guess the antidote to overwhelm is bite-sized and deliberate action. I mean, that's the best way I can think of to describe it. So the mantra I wanted to give you today is, I value self-love. And when we value self-love, then we don't push it aside and let other things take its place. Because we're not trying to win the race. We're not trying to get there before anybody else. We're trying to instill a practice that goes on and on and on, in which we stay healthy. And we have manageable expectations of ourselves. So for your action item, we've done this in the past, but I'm going to ask you to set a reminder that's going to go off the same time for the next 3 days, 3 to 5 days. And it's going to say, you could have it say, I value self-love. You could set it to say, self-love is at the top of my list. You could have it say, don't forget to take bite-sized and deliberate self-love action today. Come up with something that works for you and that reminds you that self-love is a to-do, but it is not a task that we can ignore, that we can do late or do tomorrow. carry over into next week. Because that's not how self-love works. Self-love doesn't sprint. Self-love is in it for the long haul. Okay, short and sweet today. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Self-Love 365. Much love to Henry Liu for our original music and Little Legends Design Studio for our custom graphics. Thanks to our Twitter followers at 365_self and to our blog readers at 365daysofselflove.com. And thanks to you for listening.